story, we can throw in a little. We had this talk there with Svarup yesterday. So we make something, of course, out of Mr. Trump, this two-bit businessman from New York who all of a sudden is the emperor of the world. And, he has this tower there, which is then another tower. And, of course, they're competing who has the highest tower there in that big city. And Maria, the up-down tower. It could be that there, by the way, that it's also going downwards underground very much, so just for fun, but also to represent the, you know, the up locus and down talus, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was made by some architect who was secretly a devotee or Vedic, whatever. Something Vedic, I guess. And whatever. Anyway, so but now we're talking about this Mr. Emperor and his fine mansion, which is really a tower also. Another little bit away from our up-down tower. And there are these towers ruled by different lords and masters and super rich. And again, competing with each other. So then one of them becomes the president, which is like being the emperor, although they don't dare use that word. And he's sitting there with the Indian, living in the great emperor's building, which is kind of a little bit reminding us of the White House, if you heard about that. So, and then one day he, you know, when things are getting a bit war-ish, he wants to see the bunker, you know. I mean, I heard there's, you know, if things should go south, then I need to look, check out that bunker, you know, where me and my family and so on has to go take shelter. And so then they show him that, and, you know, it's very undergroundish and looks safe and all that, but it's not comfortable. It's too small. I mean, come on. Is me and my family going to stay here? How many years, a long time, do we have to stay if it all goes nuclear? And I said, well, maybe 3, 4, 5 years in here. You're crazy. We need, a better one. So then he gets architects together and they start. And he says, I want it like this and that. And then they say, but that's very big. And what's going to be above it? And, you know, has to be a huge room or something. I say, well, we'll make a ballroom. You know, it's important now also. Inviting fine guests here, we need to have balls sometimes. That's how you do when you're emperor. So, and that's what, you know, and we show a bit the same mentality, the same thing, history repeats, as we saw in Europe and other places way back when emperors and kings were of the same kind. I mean, they were born in these fancy families, they were used to this kingly standard and so on, and the main concern they had was not the welfare of the people that they were responsible for, but the welfare of their own family and themselves and their friends, and that's number one. So yeah, something like that.